Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts. IMSA Radio, your route to American sports car racing.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special programme here on IMSA Radio. Do you know, we're very fortunate in the IMSA paddocks that so many of our drivers, teams, manufacturers and car owners have a real social responsibility. And I want to talk about one particular partnership today that really highlights something that is an insidious disease that is affecting more and more of us, it seems, every year. And that's Alzheimer's. And I'm delighted to say that joining me now is Bill Slupsky, who has been working with Automatic Racing for a wee while. First of all, Bill, thank you very much indeed for talking to us here on IMSA Radio. Let's put the racing side to one side for a moment. Tell me a little bit about this horrible, horrible disease.
It's a disease that's impacting more and more folks around the world and here in the United States. So we work directly with the Alzheimer's Association here in the U.S. And there are other organizations here in the U.S., again, focused on Alzheimer's and around the world. But specifically, like I said, we have a partnership with the Alzheimer's Association. And over the years, the number of people suffering from this disease has increased significantly. And what we're seeing now is over 6 million Americans with Alzheimer's disease. And that's expected to go up significantly by the year 2050, almost double in terms of the number of folks suffering from this disease. And what's pretty alarming is that right now, one in three seniors here in the U.S. dies with Alzheimer's or another dementia, so 33%. So the numbers are increasing, and it's not just those who are suffering from the disease, it's the caregivers. And that's one of the things that I really like about the association here is they focus not only on the disease itself and those suffering from it, but all of those folks that are providing support, yes, to their loved ones, to their friends, et cetera. And there's over 11 million Americans are direct caregivers to Alzheimer's patients right now. I became aware of it when my father-in-law was first diagnosed with it back a few years ago in 2017 timeframe. He ultimately, you know, passed away from Alzheimer's in late 2018. And that's what really kind of got me started an interest in raising awareness and raising funds for Alzheimer's, and then tying it to my personal racing efforts, mainly in karting, and then ultimately expanding that with the partnership with Stoner Car Care and Automatic Racing in the IMSA Pilot Challenge Series.
Am I right in assuming that mental health isn't seen in the same way as physical issues, particularly at the more elderly parts of the population, and trying to get that funded and trying to get people to understand is one of the great issues with Alzheimer's and other dementia?
I think, you know, in my view, health is health, whether it's physical or mental.
Agreed,
and, you know,
yes.
I think there's been a focus on other diseases, certainly heart disease, et cetera. But
yes,
the interesting thing is heart disease, the deaths from heart disease in the last 20 years have decreased by, you know, 7 to 10% or so, while Alzheimer's deaths have increased to the point where Alzheimer's is killing more people than breast and prostate cancer. I think it's just it's knowledge and it's awareness, and that's really part of our mission to try to get that word out there so people are aware of it. And I think in the past, when you've had an elderly relative, it was a point of joking at some point that, you know, grandma doesn't remember anymore, or grandpa,
yes,
and everybody would laugh it off. Well, I mean, there is a normal amount of memory loss with aging. I mean, there is, you know, a certain level that to be expected. But in a lot of cases, there's more to it than that. And it's an early onset of dementia, early onset of Alzheimer's. And certainly understanding that and knowing that can lead to some treatments. Unfortunately, there is no cure for Alzheimer's right now. There are some promising drugs that will treat the underlying causes. But for the most part, it's treating the symptoms and providing support. But like anything else, the earlier you understand and acknowledge that, the sooner you can get in there and try to take proactive steps to help the person that's suffering, your family member, your friend, your colleague, whoever that may be.
So how did you manage to bring together your family tragedy with your father-in-law and motor racing, and auto racing in IMSA in particular? And what are you trying to achieve by that, Bill?
Well, for us initially, it started with my son and I. My son's 22, just recently graduated from college over here. But he also works in the IMSA paddock with Sunday Group Management doing video for them. And specifically, he works with Automatic and Stoner Car Care doing all of their videos that are posted online on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. But he and I were preparing for a 24-hour karting race at SimCraft 24 in Orlando. This is for 2019. And it was just after my father-in-law passed. And we wanted to do something a little bit more socially responsible, support a charity, raise some money. And the logical choice was the Alzheimer's Association, and that's really what kicked off our partnership with their Central and North Florida offices here. It's been a very successful partnership with them. But over the years, we focused mainly on our racing through karting, but I've been helping Automatic and specifically the Stoner Car Care Aston Martin for the last few years. And David Russell, the owner, wanted to get more involved with our Alzheimer's efforts. So at the end of last season, we had a couple of conversations about how we could engage more within the IMSA paddock and engage the IMSA fans with some of our efforts in terms of trying to spread the word. So at Daytona, we kicked off that partnership. So we work with the association, what they call their Longest Day program, which ultimately celebrates the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, kind of in reflection of the caregivers, although it is a year-long effort, but kind of goes hand in hand with endurance racing, IMSA endurance racing, in terms of long efforts, long-term focus, which is what the caregivers need to have in order to support those that are suffering from the disease. So the kind of that endurance aspect of racing, and specifically IMSA racing, tied in. I said David had a desire to help, and Rob Eklund, one of our drivers and the CEO of Stoner Car Care, was certainly interested in furthering that cause. So really for us, it gives us an additional platform. It's certainly one thing to be at the local karting track and talking to people and spreading the word, which, we've been very successful with that. But it's another thing to be on the grid and have the Alzheimer's Association out there representing all of those patients and caregivers in front of thousands of IMSA fans who are very passionate. And it's a great opportunity to educate and hear people's stories. I mean, that's the main thing, is people coming up to us, again, whatever track it may be, sharing their experience, sharing how Alzheimer's has impacted them, and knowing that there are folks out there trying to support that. And certainly we're not the only ones out there doing it. There's another IMSA pilot challenge team that's called Racing to End Alzheimer's that's returned to the paddock. They support a couple of different organizations, but it's great having that focus. And then even PR1 in the WeatherTech series is running an end Alzheimer's focus as well. That they're working with the Alzheimer's Association. So it's just awesome to see, when I see the entry list each week, to see Alzheimer's reflected on three different entries in the sports car paddock. I don't think we see that in any other series around the world. I mean, there's certainly other great causes, but to see Alzheimer's represented and the good that's coming from that, both again in the awareness and the raising of funds, is just awesome for me to see that.
How are you directly affecting the Alzheimer's Association and helping the Alzheimer's Association? How can our listeners get involved, or the people at the track get involved?
Certainly come see us in the 09 Stoner Car Care paddock area. I'd be glad to share some info, some handouts. We have some Alzheimer's wristbands, et cetera, but folks who are at the track can definitely stop by. On social media, End Alzheimer's Racing, we're on Facebook, and it's just at End Alzheimer's Racing, or on Twitter at End ALZ Racing, so a little bit shorter there. But on both of those, you can get more information about what we do, see our fundraising link, or you can directly go to our website. Unfortunately, it is a little bit of a mouthful, but it is act.alz.org/goto/End Alzheimer's Racing, ENDALZHEIMERS Racing.
There's plenty of ways that people can help. I know that there's cycling events, there's flag football events. So it doesn't have to be something directly associated with going around a track in a car, Bill.
Well, and that's absolutely so. The longest day program, it was kind of interesting that we got involved in that, because the whole program is about doing a hobby or something that you love, whether it's knitting, bridge club, playing cards, playing board games, walking. It's an opportunity for folks through that program to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association.
I will say that there's a huge amount of really important information on the Alzheimer's Association webpages at alz.org, including a very important 10 early signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's guide. If I was to ask you, Bill, in closing here, one thing that you'd like our listeners to take away from this, what would it be?
Be aware of this disease. I think a lot of people just don't have a full awareness of Alzheimer's and its impacts. And honestly, you know, having a family member go through it and learning firsthand, it's just very, very tough to watch a loved one or a friend battle this disease, lack of being able to communicate, to express their thoughts, to even remembering a name or who you are. It's just very difficult. So certainly try to understand what it's about through the Alzheimer's Association webpage. Learn the signs of it. Learn how to distinguish it between just normal memory loss. But it's just really important for all of us to be aware that the numbers are increasing and to be on the lookout with our parents, our grandparents, friends, et cetera. So that's really the main takeaway and what we're trying to make folks aware of.
And you can help by stopping by, as you've heard Bill say, at any of the racing circuits that the number 09 Stoner Car Care Automatic Racing Aston Martin is at in the Michelin Pilot Challenge. Bill Slipsky, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck to you and your son. Our condolences on your family's loss, but well done for turning it into a positive.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on and having the opportunity to talk about Alzheimer's disease.
This program is a radio show limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.